You have won many awards for your bravery working on the lifeboat crew. You've been doing that for decades. What is?
That's correct. I have won one medal, plus a number of letters. I started on the lifeboat in 1975, which is 39 years ago, and I have been the coxswain or coxswain since 1989. Coxswain is the terminology used for the captain or the skipper.
And can you give us a brief description of what the lifeboat service does?
The lifeboat service, first of all, it's called the RNLI. The Queen of England is the patron. And in 1824, a chap called William Hillary from the Isle of Man set up an organization to preserve life at sea. And stations were all opened all over Great Britain and Ireland. Great Britain and Ireland were all the one at the time, the one country. And when Ireland became an independent state in 1921, the new Minister for Homeland Affairs asked the RNLI, would they continue to provide a service in Ireland? And so the service has continued to today. On the island of Ireland, we have approximately 48 stations, with boats ranging from very small 4.5 meter, which is 13 feet, to 16 meter, which is about 58 feet. Range about from inshore, the smaller boats, to 100 miles, 120 miles offshore for the larger boats. We have two boats here in Baltimore, one 16 meter, which is just about 52 feet, with 2,000 horsepower, capable of doing 25 nautical miles per hour, and one inshore boat, a 7.5 meter rib, capable of doing 32 knots, which is about 36 miles an hour.
Your rescue operation is entirely volunteers, right?
That is almost quite true. Every station with a big lifeboat will have one full-time person looking after the maintenance, and he's also seagoing. And all the rest of the crew, from the skipper to all the other crew members, they are all volunteers.
And we're talking dozens of people in Baltimore.
At our station, we have approximately 40 people on the crew. 25 on the offshore boat, 15 on the inshore boat. So that's about 40 people. And then we would have a management system, we would have a fundraising system. Because it's a voluntary organization, and because the RNLI doesn't receive any funds from the state, all its funding comes from voluntary contributions and quite a large lot of bequests. When people die, they bequeath their money to the organization, and boats and stations and that may be named after them. In our case, our big boat, which is 2 years old, which costs approximately 3.3 million euros, which is almost $5 million. Well, it's about $4.5 million, I would think. That boat was 60% of it was paid for by one family, and it's named after a gentleman in that family called Alan Massey.
What you, as I mentioned, you've been doing this volunteer work for, you said, 39 years.
That's correct.
What is the great attraction to you? What is the appeal? Why do you put so much time and effort into the lifeboat work?
Well, first, I'm available. I live in the center of the village. I have a seagoing background. Originally, when I was going to school, I used to go fishing in the summertime, commercial fishing for my holidays. When I left school, I joined the Merchant Navy and was a cadet for a number of years in the Merchant Navy. And when I bought the shop, which I did in 1977, I was living in the village, and I was available, so why not become part of an organization? Lots of the young men, not so many women, mostly men. Our crew members are mostly made up of men. In a way, it's a bit like the American Coast Guard in the sense that we have boats, and what we do is similar. But the way the American Coast Guard is managed and all that is totally different, because ours is voluntary, they're professional, in the sense that they get paid. We, you know, if you can help someone else, why not? If you're available and if you have the skills. And because of the generosity of the general public, they provide us with the equipment where we can use our skills. So it's not just only the people who go to sea on the boats. I mean, the lifeboat's made up of lots of more people. It's made up of the people who fundraise, the management, but also all those people who give their few pence or few cents in the collection boxes, or, you know, they may give a larger donation at one stage of their life, or that's how it works.
You compared it to the Coast Guard, but it really reminds me more of volunteer firefighters here in the United
States. Volunteer firefighters, the Red Cross as well. What we do is a bit similar in the life-saving part, because I know the Coast Guard is totally different in that it's military and it protects the America from what may come up from the outside. It deals with the importation of drugs and all that. We're different in that sense, but they also have life-saving capacity. And there's one type of boat that, I don't know if they still have got them in the U.S. Coast Guard, they were called the 44-foot cutter. They had some of those in the RNLI between 1964 and about 1990, which one of them came from America. The original one, I believe, came from America.
Well, I salute you for your work. And thank you.
Thanks very much.